claim that he's trying to punt that he was duped. You've seen this, of course. He was duped. Michael Gove making similar noises. Other cabinet members apparently siding with them. We didn't realise what it meant back in December. Just hold that thought. Okay, I'm just gonna sit back for how long have I got before the emergency tape kicks in and Steve Ellis starts sharing his mince pie recipe? 14 seconds. Alright, I'm just gonna sit back. Just think about what this represents. Boris Johnson, Michael Gove and others now claiming they were duped and they didn't fully appreciate what they signed up to in December, okay? Think. 14. Alright, jump by best not. Let's not test it, much as I like mince pies, and indeed Steve Allen. Because what happened to the will of the cabinet? Well, what about the will of the people? You don't get to change your mind, remember? You signed up to something in December, you now say you didn't understand it, so you want to change your mind. You're not allowed to do that under the rules that you wrote regarding Brexit. This is hypocrisy on a scale that even by the standards of the last 2.5 years beggars belief. The man who has insisted since June 2016 that you can't possibly change your mind when the facts change. You can't possibly review your position when evidence emerges that renders your original position ridiculous. You have to somehow follow this will of the people, which is of course only ever been the will of some people. You have to stick to it slavishly. You knew exactly what you were voting for. He will now try to finesse the notion that he is allowed to renege on what he did in December because he didn't fully understand what it was that he was doing. Come on. I mean, this is the bit where the police kick the door in, isn't it? You're not allowed to change your mind about Brexit, but you are allowed to claim you didn't understand what you were signing up for as foreign flipping secretary in December of last year. You're now turning around. And the thing is, recent history would suggest, he thinks he'll get away with it. This is where it's all gone a bit Trumpish. Treat people as if they're completely flipping stupid, and they will rarely disappoint you. And you don't, of course, have to persuade 100% of people. You have to persuade a small number. But lots and lots of clever people get conned too. That's the thing that keeps me, if you like, going. Because presumably, the clever people will now be realising the scale of this con. It could only ever have ended here, because what Theresa May has been charged with is mitigating damage. Brexit was always going to be bad. Any argument against that now has become completely abstract. No one ever talks about tangible benefits, material improvements, measurable goods. They only ever talk about completely nebulous notional principles, like control, without actually telling you how anything is going to change. They gloss over the fact that the immigration situation in this country was absolutely the result of choices taken by successive governments rather than anything imposed upon us from outside. And even that phrase there, which someone like me falls into the trap of using, it doesn't get imposed upon you from outside if you're part of the organisation that is imposing. It's not outside. We are in it. So Theresa May was charged, and she knew this, and this is one of those moments where I bow to nobody in my disgust at Windrush and sundry other elements of her so-called hostile environment, but in the context purely and simply of managing the Conservative Party and accommodating Brexit, I do sometimes feel sorry for her, and I do sometimes think that she might actually be more deserving of credit than we realise, because she seems to me now to be almost at the end of the road, because she has presumed that as more and more evidence emerged, more and more pennies would drop. She doesn't want a second referendum, ostensibly, although I'm struck by the fact that she used the phrase in this parliament when ruling one out. That, of course, leads the door open to a proper referendum when we know what the view looks like outside the European Union, somehow happening in another parliament, regardless of who's prime minister. But the bottom line that she's always understood is that there's nothing she can deliver to the British public that will look for a moment better than what they've currently got. And there is the fundamental divide that is riven this country, if that's the right word to use. I think it is. The fundamental divide that has cut this country in half is she knows there's nothing she can offer that will be better. Everybody who gets involved, this is crucial, all right? Because if you're wondering why people are still turning up on your television and your radio, claiming that things could be going differently, there's a very, very easy answer to that question. They've got nothing to do with delivering it. Even the charlatans like Johnson, and to a lesser extent David Davis, who've had 2 years with their hands on the tiller, they had 2 years on the bridge, they had 2 years absolutely at the heart of it, rather than admit that they could deliver nothing that was better to what we already have, they've run away to start heckling again and throwing rotten tomatoes from the sidelines. I did tell you this would happen. I said in July 2016 on Twitter, Farage will be back, not as quick as the last time, because he needs a bit of time out before he can return claiming betrayal. They're so predictable, as deceitful as they are predictable. The belch of beery flatulence made flesh. So easy to read, and here he is now, popping up again last night on the telly, claiming that things could be going differently. Why did he book someone who actually has experience of negotiating with the European Union, who actually has knowledge of these matters, who actually has evidence-based truths to share? Because BBC Balance demands that uncomfortable truths are balanced out with ignorant lies. That's what balance looks like. And the ignorant lies are still lying ignorantly, but they're doing it again from the sidelines. They've resigned from the Foreign Office. They've resigned from the actual Secretary of State for exiting the European Union, and they're still claiming from the wings that things could be going any differently. They couldn't. Crashing out with no deal is an undiluted disaster. Any deal that Theresa May signs will look worse than what we currently have. It will possibly assuage small minorities that combine to support various different ideas. People still don't know what backstop means. They still don't understand the difference between the customs union, the single market, and neither. They haven't read the Good Friday Agreement. They haven't read the impact assessments in the House of Commons library, nor have journalists, to the eternal shame of this profession. But the bottom line is this. Theresa May now has to kick the can again.